Hi, Faye.
Hello. Did you find anything with your new metal detector?
Even more than I dreamed of. This perfectly good flattened piece of rusty metal, this half of a car antenna, and this medic alert bracelet. Figure I'll give that to the missus.
Does she have angina?
No, she had an Aunt Sophie. But she died of a heart attack.
I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, but it happened a long time ago.
No, I'm sorry I asked. Donate those to our blood drive.
Donate them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure. And the juice, too, right?
Yes, bless you.
Oh, my pleasure. Hi, I'm Carrie.
Oh, like the movie, huh? Didn't recognize you without that bucket of blood on your head.
Wow, you have great forearms.
Oh, these little things?
Yeah, they're perfect for giving blood. Too much muscle tone really gets in the way.
Roy, is this your first time?
Yes.
I give blood all the time. Just between you and me, I'll do anything for a sugar cookie.
I'll give you mine if you'll shut up. I'm starting to feel a little woozy.
Oh, you just have to get your mind off the fact that there's a steel needle plunged into your vein. I have an idea. Let's have a contest to see who can fill their bag faster.
Nurse? Nurse,
come on, look at that blood gush.
Faye, you know those little gold wings I wear all the time? You seen those around anywhere?
No, but I can get you another pair.
No, it has to be that pair. They're sort of a good luck charm. I got them the first time I flew. I was 8, my parents took me to Chicago. God, I was so excited.
Oh, I can imagine.
I asked the stewardess if I could be the pilot. She said no, but she had something even better. She took the little gold wings off her uniform, pinned him on my jacket and said, "There, now you're an honorary captain." And I knew right then and there that somehow, some way, flying would always be part of my life.
Oh my, that's eerie.
Why?
Well, I used to fly out of Chicago, and I distinctly remember a little boy asking me if he could fly the plane. I told him no, too, and then I gave him the wings off my uniform.
Faye, are you saying you think that I was that little boy?
Not unless you used to be a little black child. But that part about the wings was spooky, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and don't worry about the wings, Joe. I'll put notices up around the airport.
Great, thanks.
Have you given blood yet?
No, not yet, but I'm really busy right now. I'll do it later.
Oh, Joe, don't tell me you're afraid of a little needle. Even Roy's giving blood.
Faye, I don't have time for this right now.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, hey, hi, Dr. Bennett.
I missed you last week. I thought we had an appointment.
We did? Did I miss that? Oh, I'm sorry. I've been so busy. We'll have to reschedule.
Now's a good time.
I've got...
Have a seat, Joe. So, how have you been feeling?
I've been feeling great. Getting a lot of rest, working out 3 times a week, eating a lot of fish.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, oh, I was thinking about getting one of those stair machines, but the store that sells them's on the 3rd floor. I didn't feel like walking up. So, am I gonna live?
Not if you keep telling jokes like that. It's even higher than last time. You know what this means. We're gonna have to file that report with the FAA.
How about we go 2 out of 3?
Sorry, Joe.
What's the matter, bro?
Hey, you look about as white as Roy's legs.
My blood pressure's too high. I've been grounded.
Hey, Joe. Thought you might be hungry.
Not really, but thanks anyway.
Well, you might want it later. You okay, Joe?
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
No, there's nothing much to say, really. My blood pressure's been creeping up for a while, and I just kept hoping the problem would go away.
Is it serious?
Nah. But can you believe it? I have to take medication for hypertension. Me, of all people.
Yeah, go figure.
Joe, just want you to know how sorry I am.
Thanks, Lou.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to let you know that sometimes these things can be taken care of with a crowbar.
What?
Just stick it in there and pry it out.
Lou, what are you talking about?
Talking about that dairy truck that sideswiped your car out in the parking lot. Well, on the plus side, 3 bottles of milk landed in your back seat. I didn't say anything.
Boy, this isn't your day, is it?
You're telling me I just bought milk this morning.
Oh, Hackett. I know you're probably in no mood for company. I just came by to see if you're okay.
I'm fine.
Good, good. I can't tell you how sorry I am to hear about you being grounded.
Thanks, Roy. I appreciate that.
I know how much flying means to you, Hackett. So if you need anything, someone to talk to, someone to lean on, someone to...
The airline's not for sale, Roy.
Well, if you change your mind,
Where the hell is Brian? That flight was supposed to leave 15 minutes ago. I knew I couldn't trust him.
Now, calm down, Joe. Remember what the doctor said.
Right, right. You just let me know when Brian gets here.
Where do you think you're going?
When Joe sees this offer, he's going to beg me to buy sandpiper.
I don't think this is the best time. Joe's a little upset.
Are you kidding? There isn't a better time. His defenses are down. He isn't thinking clearly. In 5 minutes, I'll have him curled up under the desk in a fetal position.
Hi, Fanny.
Oh, hi, Lord. Did you find Joe's wings?
No, but ever considered the possibility that they spontaneously combusted? Things like that happen all the time.
Lowell, that is the most ridiculous...
I'm not selling, Roy!
What was I thinking?
Faye, Brian's not going to show up. You're going to have to make another announcement to the passengers. Tell him...
Joe, this is my job. I think I can handle an announcement. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're very sorry for the delay in boarding Sandpiper Air Flight 7 to Hyannis, but due to unforeseen circumstances, your pilot is doing an important pilot thing. I choked.
Sorry I'm late, everybody, but they were showing the Nutty Professor on the Spanish station. Que loco!
Actually died.
Brian, you're late.
I'm 15 minutes late. I'll make it up in the air.
And look at you. When are you going to start dressing like a pilot? I have told you, when you come to work, I want you dressed like this.
Sorry, Joe, but with all the flying I've been doing, I haven't had time to go shopping at Mr. Dullman.
Brian, I'm depending on you. If you can't handle this, just say so.
I never said I couldn't handle it.
Let me tell you something, Brian. I handle it. Before you got here, I flew full-time and ran the office.
Well, that's because you're wonderful, Joe. In fact, you should have your name legally changed to Wonderful Joe.
I like it.
Why I ever thought you were going to grow up and take some responsibility, I'll never know. This arrangement isn't going to work.
Work? I don't want to hear the word work coming out of anybody's mouth who isn't doing any. What are you talking about? I'm working harder than you are.
Oh, please. When you start flying your maximum hours, then come talk to me. As it is, the most strenuous thing you do all day is flap your gums at me.
That's because all you ever do is screw up.
You know, I'm really starting to get sick of this. And ever since you've been grounded, you've been taking it out on me. I don't need this aggravation.
Me? Aggravate you? Yeah. That's a laugh.
Oh, no, what is that supposed to mean now?
I didn't have hypertension before you got here. Oh. I have it now. Figure it out.
Whoa, come on. Now, you're blaming me for your blood pressure? While you're at it, why don't you add world hunger, the collapse of the free market economy, and the sorry state of morals in the American cinema?
Hey, who knows what you do with your free time?
You know what your real problem is? You cannot handle the fact that for the first time in your life, you need me.
No, I don't need you.
Hell, you don't. I'm the only thing keeping this airline from going down the tubes, big man.
If it took me more than 10 minutes to replace you, I'd be shocked.
Replace me faster than it takes to get your hair done right in the morning? Keep dreaming, because without me, Sandpiper's history book.
Oh, you really think so, huh?
No, I know so. Nobody would want this job. Nobody could stand this job. The only reason I stayed this long was so I could get my hours up so I could start flying for a major carrier.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, the pilots at TWA do not wear T-shirts that say, I break for Superman.
Well, when I start flying big time, I'll start dressing big time. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go fly a plane. Unless you... Oh, sorry. Okay, loading them up, Faye.
Sandpiper Air Flight 7 will now begin boarding.
Faye, cancel that flight.
Due to unforeseen difficulties, Flight 7 has been canceled.
Joe, don't be a jerk. Faye, do the announcement.
Re-announcing the reboarding of Flight 7.
Cancel it.
Sandpiper Air Flight 7 has been recanceled.
You're fired.
Me? He's the one.
No, not you, Faye.
I'm fired, huh? Well, I guess this is where I'm supposed to say, you can't fire me, I quit. Well, I'm not going to, because I want you on the hook for unemployment.
Oh, what the hell?
You can't fire me. I quit.
Faye, I guess you're going to have
No, sir, no way. You want another announcement, you make it yourself.
So you're calling about the pilot shop, huh? Yeah, it's still open. Uh-huh, that's right, a Cessna 402. Well, the salary I had in mind was a little lower than that. Lower. Lower. Yeah, lower. Look, I don't think this is going to work out. Thanks anyway. Lower.
Hey, Joe. How's the pilot search going?
Well, you'd think I would have found someone in 4 days. I didn't realize I was paying so badly. Yesterday, I had somebody turn me down to be the heat lamp guy at McDonald's.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I made this month's payments with the last of my savings. That still leaves the gate rental, insurance, and fuel bills. Every day the plane doesn't fly, I get that much closer to shutting down for good. Yeah. Lower.
Hey, I just had an idea. I know a pilot that might want the job.
Really? That's great. Who is it?
Well, rumor has it you two took baths together when you were little.
Helen, I'm not hiring Brian back.
I wasn't necessarily talking about Brian. But since you mentioned him, why not?
Because I'm not, and that's final. Why are you so interested in having him back here anyway?
Because I love him, and I'm carrying his baby.
What?
Ugh. Don't be stupid, Joe. You're so pig-headed sometimes. Just talk to him.
Hiring Brian back is not an option. Besides, he moved out 3 days ago. I don't even know where he is. And I don't care.
Okay, you dragged it out of me. He's in St. Louis. He's applying for TWA flight school, and here's his number. Joe, I'm just trying to help.
Well, if you really want to help, then stay out of it.
Well, you still have to find a pilot, you big jerk.
I'll find a pilot. I'll find a great pilot. Somewhere.
You, Joe Hackett? Yeah? Dick Braverman. I hear you're having a little problem.
Yeah, you could say that.
I was a captain with Delta for 15 years. Maybe I could help you out.
Well, talk about a miracle. I don't know what star brought you here, but thank you. Thank you. You're a godsend.
We do what we can.
What's this?
Pair of wings. Saw a notice on the board where you'd lost yours. Got a whole box of these at home.
You mean you're not here to be my pilot?
For what you're paying? Son, I wouldn't wash your plane for that.
Hey, these are plastic.
Roy, draw up another set of papers. I'm ready to sell.
Don't toy with me, Hackett.
I'm serious.
This is too good. This is too perfect. Shh, shh. Don't anybody say a word. I want to bask in the glory of this moment.
But there's one condition to the sale. You got to keep Faye on.
Oh, no, not Amelia Earhead.
I mean it.
Okay.
Sell your airline? What kind of stupid idea is that? Are you out of your freaking mind? Just what do you plan to do instead?
I've been thinking about opening up a frozen yogurt shop.
What? Are you crazy? You want a bunch of kids throwing gummy bears at your head and calling you pops?
Helen, you don't understand.
Oh.
Yogurt and flying really aren't that different when you think about it. When you're flying, you feel like you're going to live forever. And when you're pumping yogurt, you... Okay, they're totally different.
You know what I think? I think you're angry at yourself because you can't fly. And you're angrier at Brian because he can. You can't have it your way, so like a spoiled little brat, you want to take your ball and go home.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, what would you do if someone told you you couldn't play the cello anymore?
Well, I sure as hell wouldn't give up music. Joe, don't give up your airline just because you can't fly the plane. You've just hit a little mid-air turbulence. In no time, you're going to have clear skies again and a strong tailwind and I can't think of any more flying metaphors. The point is that aviation is your life, not filling a waffle cone full of vanilla softy.
I'll probably have chocolate, too.
You know, I think you'll find it's much more realistic if you make those vroom vroom sounds. Vroom.
What are you doing here?
TWA turned me down.
The review board said something like I wasn't projecting the correct corporate image.
So, I packed up my skateboard and here I am.
What are these?
Contracts. Roy wants to buy the airline.
There must be some mistake. They're signed.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the point of contracts. If you don't sign them, they're no good. Lawyers are sort of ootsie about that.
Joe, you cannot sell sandpaper. I mean, I need a job. You got to take care of me. I'm a screw-up.
Listen, Brian...
Now, listen, Joe. Whether you like it or not, flying is in your blood. You were born to it the way some people are born to be poets or statesmen or drill press operators or those people who put those little tags inside underwear that say inspected by number 42.
All right, I get it.
Or guys that sell frozen yogurt.
Helen called you, didn't she?
I'm gonna give you that idea, Pops.
Look, maybe it's just time I move on to something else.
Oh, who are you kidding? Come on. You'd be miserable doing anything else. You are a pilot, and you made me want to be a pilot. I fell in love with flying just listening to you talk about it. You used to say that flying was like knowing a secret that nobody else knew. It's a great secret, Joe. Keep it.
Remember when we were little? We used to run along the beach with our arms out pretending to be planes. I'd imagine I was airlifting supplies to the kids in Biafra.
I'd strafe all those women who'd unhook their bikini tops.
I built my whole life around flying. If I'm not a pilot anymore, then what am I?
Well, you're a guy who's going to be a pilot again soon. You just got to get your blood pressure down. If you do, you'll fly again. If you don't, your head will explode and I'll own the airline. Figured that would get you.
Thanks for coming back, Prime.
Well, I had no choice. They washed me out, remember?
TWA called. I know you got in.
Damn. Why'd they call you?
Because you put my number down as the person to contact in case of an emergency, and they want to know why you disappeared.
Well, there's a lot of things. They've got this obsession with long pants. My hair was exactly the length I like it.
Don't
finally
try to get out of it. You did a nice thing.
You take that back.
Taken back. You hungry?
Starving.
How do you feel about frozen yogurt?
I hate it.
Yeah, me too. Let's get a pizza.
Ow!
Ow! Hey, what do you know? My wings. You must have gotten stuck in the seat. They've always brought me good luck.
Well, now they've brought you tetanus. Your leg's bleeding. Joe, what do you say? For old time's sake, huh?
Coming up, what's the secret to the great writing on Cheers? Subtlety.
Why don't you just get lost, you sweat hog?
Sore rat.
Bag of bones.
Maggot.
Ah, sublime. Stay tuned.